Leading off in the game will be Mario Lowe.
Mario Wells, virtually a batting left-handed against Roger Craig. Maury's ankle is still a little bit sore, but he is just about at full speed once again. Maury, who last year stole 104 bases, so far this year has four in 15 ball games, but he has not been at full speed. He got two of the four in one game against the Cardinals. Now Roger Craig looking in at orange cherry for his fang. Here's the windup and the pitch. Bounce down. No play. Strike one. Roger lost some real tough games to the Badgers last year. 3-1 and 5-1 in Dodger Stadium. 3-1 here at the Polo Grounds. Comes up with a roar as Maury Wells swings and misses. Nowhere in baseball can you get the excitement from the crowd that you get from the fans of the New York Mets in the Polo Grounds. Two strike count now on Maury Wells. Roger Craig over the head. Here's the pitch. And he pops the ball up near the plate. Norm Cherry is called up by Charlie Neal. Neal has it. The batter coming on now will be the veteran Junior Gilliam. At the start of the year, Alston turned the third base job over to rookie Ken McMullen. But as returned, Gilliam's in the lineup. Junior hitting at 207, batting left-handed against Roger Craig. Dodgers have won 10 and lost 10. This is over at the knees, strike one call. Year of the Dodgers won 16 of the 18. 8-1 out there and 8-1 here in New York. A high fly ball hit the right field, not very deep. Ron Hunt is going out. In comes Duke Snider. And Snider makes the grab. Fly ball to right, retires Junior Gilliam, and on to hit now will be Willie Dixon. Willie off to a slow start at the plate, hitting at 194 after 19 ball games. The fastest men in baseball, Willie Davis. Third straight left-hand hitter to come up against Roger Craig. Down comes the pitch by Roger. A curve. Strike one. He really threw in the beauty of a curveball. Low ground ball off the mound of Craig. Roger up, and it throws the first. The score in the middle of the first inning with Dodgers nothing and the New York Mets coming to bat. Now the home half of the first inning, and the New York Mets will have Jim Hickman leading off against right-hander Bob Miller. Bob Miller so far has been pitching the best baseball of anyone on the Dodgers staff, including Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax. Bob, in his first four outings, on three of the four, gave up one run or less. One other occasion gave up three runs, so Miller has really been pitching well. He has an earned run average of 1.17. Miller has 1-2. Real good welcome for Jim Hickman, as his name is announced by Jack Lee. He had a tremendous series against the Braves over the last weekend here in the Polo Grounds. He had 7 for 15, 5 of the 7 extra base hits. Here's the windup pitch by Miller. Outside and low, it's ball one. Blonde Bob Miller. Signed for a large bonus upon graduation from high school in St. Louis, Missouri. Now Miller into his windup. Here's the pitch. That's over at the knees for a long strike. One ball and one strike. Well, the crowd is here to have a good time, and they're wasting no time in getting to the desk. Strike now to Jim Hickman, leading off bottom half of the first inning and no score in the game. Sally Hemus coaching at first base and Cookie Lamagetto at third. Now Miller cranking up. Here's the pitch thrown, a check swing, slow grounder, hit towards shortstop. Will speed, trying to pick it up and throw in the same motion. Umpire Ed Fargo calling Casey out of the dugout and pointing out towards center field about something, perhaps. There may be something that is distracting. The umpires have detected him. The center field bleachers will wait and see. Now Miller up in pitching position. Jim Hickman on first. Nobody out. Bottom half of inning number one. Ron Hunt, batting at 289, steps in against Miller. Here's the stretch by Miller. Down comes his pitch. A swing and a foul tip. Strike one. Tomorrow night, Carl Willie will be on the mound for the New York Mets against Don Drysdale. Drysdale, a 25-game winner last year and the recipient of the Cy Young Award for outstanding pitcher in the major leagues. Now Miller checks the runner, then pitches. There goes the runner. A line drive, base hit, going to right field. Hickman around second is on his way to third. He'll round third and be held up there by Jimmy Lamichetto. Runners on first and third. Ron Fairley was the toughest tormentor to the New York Mets last season. talented redhead from Southern Cal. Right now hitting at 295, but he started slowly and has had a real hot streak going lately. Three home runs, 14 runs batted in. Fairly left-hand batter. In comes the pitch by Craig. There goes the ball. The ball is foul and so is the bat. The bat broke right in half. Curley was still holding the handle of the bat, and the barrel of the bat wound up at the feet of first base coach Joe Becker. Eddie Crane, bro, had to make up his mind. He saw both of them coming right at him. That's what they call breaking the bat off right in the batter's hand. Strike count on Ron Fairley. Johnny Roseboro is on deck, and then Moose Gowron. Strike called a fastball at the outside corner. With the two switch hitters at the top of the batting order, Walter Alston has a lot of left-hand hitting in the lineup tonight against Roger Craig. Checks the runner. He pitched to Fairley. A ground ball slowly hit off the glove of Craig. It can't be handled by Charlie Neal. Everybody will be safe. Roger Craig going high in the air just tipped the ball the fingers of the glove. Neal then desperately trying to make a play on it. It goes as an infield hit. So Craig, who made a good pitcher on Fairley, has it backfire, and he is on an infield hit. The Dodgers have a threat. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. The hitter is Johnny Roseboro. Roseboro hitting 224 right now. Has good power. And he drove in a lot of real important runs for the Dodgers last season. Charlie Neal on the edge of the grass at third. Hit thrown by Craig. A high pop-up to short right field. They invoke the infield fly ruling under the ball in front. And Ron takes it one man down. Now, veteran right-hand slugger, Bill Scowron, coming up against Roger Craig. Moose hitting at 233 right now. In a line drive base hit going down the left field line and into the corner. Howard is romping around third and in to score. The play comes into second and Scowron holds with a single. Once again, Frank Thomas playing the carom just right. And Scowron, who hung out a real bullet liner over Neal's head and down the line, is on with a run scoring single to tie the game. Runners on first and third, one away. Leo DeRocher calling Oliver down the coaching feed down the line to talk to him before he comes on to hit. Now Pee Wee Oliver from St. Petersburg, Florida. Outstanding rookie second baseman hitting for the Dodgers. He hit .317 at Spokane in the Coast League last year. He's had 4 years of minor league experience. That's right-handed. It's thrown by Roger Craig. Misses the outside corner. One ball and no strike. Now Pee Wee Oliver knocks the bat off the right shoulder. The pitch from Craig is swung and missed. One ball, one strike. Don Rowe has been given the sign to warm up in the Mets bullpen. Dodgers have tied the game 1-1. We're in the top of the second inning. Runners on first and third. Oliver is very fast. Let's have the infield shortened up on the left side, hoping for a shot at the double play. Now Craig lobs the ball over to first. Bill Scowron was standing right on the base. Next pitch on the way. Curve a little bit low. Two balls and a strike. Back up toward the press box and out of play. Now the count is even, two balls and two strikes. Bob Miller will be up next. out of the on-deck circle, Miller remaining in the dugout. Now Craig turns his back to home plate to work up the new ball. Frank Howard started the Dodgers off when he singled to left field. Barely beat out an infield hit after Roseboro popped out to Ron Hunt. Bill Scourin singled down the left field line, scoring Frank Howard. Ron Farrelly raced from first to round to third. Now Craig up in pitching position delivers a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Looked like a good slider by Roger Craig that fanned Pee Wee Oliver, and now we have two away on the top of the second, and Bob Miller comes out there. Bob has had four previous starts for the Dodgers this year, has pitched well in each of the four. He is looking for his first base hit of the year as he comes up against Roger Craig. Miller 0-13. Striding in. I shouldn't say Mari Wells. Mari in the on-deck circle. The junior Gilliam hitting number two in the Dodger batting order. Now Craig up in pitching position. And a balk is called on Roger Craig. It'll score a run. And Roger doesn't like this one at all. Molly called it from third base. It brings a run across the plate. Early coming in to score. And Sauron goes to second base. Was the only of the four umpires to call it. He's umpiring at third base, and he called it on Craig. And that one hurts. It brings a run in to score. Roger really upset. He didn't like the call one little bit. Roger modified his way of pitching with men on base due to the enforcement of the ball throw, but supposedly they had modified the ball throw and were not to call it as quickly as they had done. That is five balks called this year on Roger Craig. It comes in a spot where it hurts. Now the Dodgers have Scourin over on second, two down, and Bob Miller up. Now Roger up in pitching position. Eyes the runner at second, then delivers. That's over, strike one call. Craig each have had five balks called on them so far this year. Miller, right-hand batter waiting. Now the pitch by Craig. Strike called, got the outside corner. Craig started off the mound. I think he thought that was the third strike. Now remembering the balk call. And a couple of the Dodgers started out of the dugout. Actually, it was the third strike he had thrown, but the first one didn't count because they called a balk, which nullified the pitch. So the count is strike two on Bob Miller. Dodgers lead 2-1. We're in the top half of the second inning. Now Roger's setting his sign. Ron Hunt ducks in behind Bill Scourin. No play made. Craig taking his time. Right to the belt and stays in that top position. Now the pitch. Off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Roger eliminating the stretch. He just brings his hands right to the belt and stays there in the top position. Well, as the pitchers say, when you have to concentrate on that stop and can't concentrate on the hitter, it takes something away from you. Pitching one and two. Just a little bit lower. That time up, Fargo started to come up with his right hand. Kind of froze it and didn't bring it up. The count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Even count on Dodger pitcher Bob Miller. Two balls and two strikes. Two down with Scourin on second base. Roger comes to the belt, makes the stop. Here's the pitch. A ground ball slowly hit, coming in quickly, Al Moran. He begs on to first, and the side is out. So with the pitcher up and two men down, the ball called on Roger Craig cost him a run. the second inning. Two runs, three hits, no errors, one left out. And Casey's out of the dugout, and he wants to pass to Al Farley. Ricky Robinson are heading towards the coaching line. I don't know why Farley came off the line. Offering a comeback. Farley has left third base. He's coming down to the dugout. Not for any argument, but perhaps for repairs or something. At the end of an inning and a half, the score, Dodgers 2 and the Mets 1. Now Eddie Cranebrew will be leading up against Bob Miller in the last half of inning number 2. Yankees will be at Comiskey Park in Chicago. doubleheader on the West Coast. Washington playing the Angels. Baltimore and the Minnesota Twins rained out in Minnesota. Detroit, Cleveland, Boston, and Kansas City were not scheduled. The batter now is Al Moran. Miller into his windup, the pitch foul. He started him off with a curve, and it's over. Strike one call. Al hitting 209. Crouched behind the plate, trying for the next delivery. Miller's pitch, a high fastball, one ball and one strike. Well, I hope you've got plenty of Rheingold Extra Dry on hand. Why not open up or order up a cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry? Line drive over second base into center field for a base hit. Behind on the count, two strikes, singles to center. Now before an armed Sherry comes on to hit. Let's pause for station identification.
This is 810 on your radio dial, WGY, the General Electric Station, Schenectady.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kander. Norm Sherry comes on to face Bob Miller. Dodgers 2 and the Mets 1 were in the last half of the second inning. The outside corner. One ball and no strike. The Mets against the Dodgers tonight have four Dodgers in the starting lineup. Four former Dodgers. Now Sherry waiting. Hit by Bob Miller is taken high. Ball 2-2-0. Dodgers playing Junior Gilliam at third, Amari Rolls at short, Pee Wee Oliver at second, and Bill Skowron at first. Ron Farley in left, Willie Davis in center, and Frank Howard is around in right. Pitching 2-0. Ball 3 is low, and the count 3-0 on Norm Sherry. Deck circle, Roger Craig will be up next. For the chilly night, Roger waiting in the dugout. 3-0 delivery. Over for a call strike, 3-1. He threw him a curveball on 3-0. The pitcher on deck, he probably strongly felt that a fastball on 3-0 would be swung at. Now the count, 3-1. Comes to the stop. Here's the pitch on the way. Curve outside. Ball 4. Sherry walks. First walk given up by Bob Miller. And it brings up Roger Craig. For the Dodgers, southpaw Pete Rickard has started to loosen up. Pitch to Craig, a breaking ball over, strike two calls. Sally Hemus coaching at first, and Cookie Lavagetto pacing up and down on the lines of third. Al Moran is on second, Norm Sherry on first. Two strike pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Bob Miller Miller fanning Roger Craig for the third out. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. At the end of two innings, the score, the Dodgers 2 and the Mets 1. Right here, we go to the third inning for more baseball action, and here to follow every play for you, Ralph Kiner. Bob, it's going to be Maury Wills leading off here for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Maury fouled out his first time up. He's batting from the left-hand side against Roger Craig. And the first pitch from Roger is low for ball one. Maury was a complete right-hand batter until 1958. Then he switched over, and that got him to the major leagues. He left low again, ball two. 1958, Maury Wills was playing for Spokane in the Pacific Coast League, and his manager then, Bobby Bragan, encouraged him to bat from the left-hand side. Now the 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss and a curveball for strike one. Roger Craig, through two innings, has given up two runs. He has allowed three hits. Now striking out one and walking no one. Now time called. Gave up a balk in the second inning that gave the Los Angeles Dodgers their second run. There's a ball hit right through the middle. A base hit for Maury Wills. And he holds at first base, and so Roger now has Maury Wills on at first base with no one out. Earlier this year, Wills hurt his ankle while sliding. It has handicapped him tremendously so far. Has only four stolen bases so far this year. Last year, of course, he set an all-time record for stolen bases with 104 in 117 attempts. So the Dodgers with a runner at first and Jim Gillian, the batter. Jim is switching, they're batting left-handed, and he hits the first pitch to center field. Jim Hickman, waiting now, moves in as the wind blows the ball in, and he makes the catch for out number one. Coming on, Willie Davis. Gilliam had flied out to right field his first time up, so he is 0 for 2 in the game. Willie Davis bounced back to the mound in his first try. He's very fast, probably as fast as anyone in the league. Last year, he stole 32 bases for the Dodgers, second in the major league. Hills at first base with a short lead, and Roger Craig moves him back with a throw over there. Wills was only picked off three times all time last year, one time by Roger Craig. Now a quick throw, Wills dives back in. Roger said he has that set position, Wills edging off. Now Roger backing off the pitching lever, so Wills goes back to first base. Dodgers 2, the Mets 1, top of the third inning. Now time call by home plate umpire Ed Bargo. Sets again, then comes home, and there's a drive off the glove of that Gray ball. Going down the right field line, Wills goes to second base on the third. Davis goes to second, and he holds there. And now the Dodgers, with a double by Willie Davis, have runners at third and second base with one out. And watching Maury Wills run, you can certainly see that he's bothered by that bad ankle. He does not run with a completely untroubled as he moves on around the bases. On that play, Craypool jumped high in the air, as high as he could go. He got his glove on the ball, but it was hit so hard it went on through and down the right field line. Duke Snyder fielded the ball and threw it on in. Hit number five off Roger Craig, and now in the bullpen, some action for the Mets. It's Don Rowe, a left-hander warming up again. Rowe was up in the second inning when the Dodgers scored their two runs to take over the lead 2-1. Let's score in the first inning. Now Roger back on top. He has the tough job. It's Frank Howard, the batter. Howard singled off the left field wall his first time up. And he scored the first run of the game for the Dodgers. He's really been red hot. He's batting 380 for the year. Infield is being played in, but not really too deep at third and short. I don't blame Johnny Neal at all. There's a curveball down low. Neal is playing about four steps back of the normal played-in position. Boy, with this fella hitting, you don't want to ever see anybody say play in. He has tremendous power in batting practice. He hit the ball in the center field bleachers. One ball
no strikes. Roger Craig to Frank Auer, the right-hand batter. Now the windup and the pitch, a curve, and swing and a miss for strike one. Roger with a curve in the outside corner. Howard with a big swing, missing completely. Howard, last year, his best major league year, he hit 296 with 31 home runs. He drove in 119 runs. He's 6 foot seven. Was an All-American basketball player at Ohio State. Now the 1-1 pitch by Craig. It's outside. Roger trying to catch the outside corner away from the big fella. Two balls and one strike. Howard has been wearing glasses of late. It's helped him more in the field than anywhere else. Dodger players all collectively saying that it's really aided him in the outfield. The glasses are shaded a light yellow to brighten up all the light that might be available. Now the 2-1 pitch by Roger Craig. Fastball, he hits it. He drilled him right on the side. That'll load him up. Howard going on down to first base. And the batter will be Ron Fairley. Of Roger Craig his first time up. He too off to a good start for the Dodgers. He's batting 306. Dodgers lead 2-1. Top of the third, one out, the base is loaded. Now the infield back for the double play try. There's a curve outside. One ball, no strike. Roger has yet to beat his former teammates. Last year he was 0-4 against them. Is loaded. Maury Wells at third base, at second base. Willie Davis at first base, Frank Howard. Now the pitch outside again, ball two. And Wills dives back into third base as Johnny Neal came in for a possible throw. The throw never came off from Norm Cherry. Wills was back ahead of any possible try. Two balls and no strikes. With five hits in the game, the Mets have four. The Dodgers lead 2-1. One out here in the top of the third. Now the pitch back. It's a hard ground ball down the first baseline. Out of play for a foul ball. Two balls and one strike. Joe Becker, the base coach, had to jump out of the way of this match. Coaching at third base. Well, let's call him Leo DeRocher. Leo did not come out of the clubhouse until the very last minute today. He was trying to avoid all types of questions and interviews. There it is. Two balls and one strike. Roger back to work. And the curveball is pulled foul this time. It almost hit Joe Becker. He wasn't even looking. Ball was not hit too hard. That moves the count even at 2-2. You can remember last year, Leo DeRocher caused quite a bit of excitement when he passed out in the clubhouse after a penicillin shot. He had a reaction to the penicillin and almost put him away. He's okay now, though. Coaching at third base. Base is loaded. 2-2 count still on Ron Fairley. Ron was really tough in this park last year. Now the pitch. Roll for ball three, a full count, three balls and two strikes. Well, here's a big pitch coming up right now. The bases are loaded. Maury Wills at third base, Willie Davis at second base, and Frank Howard at first. If there's ever a turning point in a ball game, this could be one right here. Warming up in the bullpen for the Mets, Don Roll. Infield back, they're looking for the double play to get Roger out of the inning. Now the pitch. Ground ball right down to second. A chance for two. Over to second base. The first base. The double play. Double play number 28 for the Mets so far this year, and it came at the right time for Roger Craig. For the Dodgers, no runs on two hits. There were no errors, and two men were left on, and the score at the end of two and one half innings of play, the Dodgers two, the New York Mets one. On tap now. The New York Mets have been real good around the infield so far at the start of the year. Rookie Ron Hunt and Al Moran showing up very well defensively for the Mets. And right here, they have taken Roger Craig out of a real big jam by turning in double play number 28 on the year in 19 games. Now the Mets got the bat. They need one to tie, 2-1 in favor of the Dodgers. And the batter leading off will be Jim Hickman. Jim has scored the only win of the game for the Mets. On the mound, former Mets pitcher Bob Miller. He has a great curve. Here's his first pitch. It's a curve bounced in the dirt for ball one. Miller has a record of 2 wins and no losses. That's one more win than he got all year for the Mets. Last year his record was 1-12. He won his last game for the Mets. There's the curve again to Hickman. It's low for ball two. Jim batting 314. The 2-0 pitch from the right-hander. Fastball just outside. Ball three. Jim Hickman leads the club in walks. Now the 3-0 pitch, a strike ball. So the count now, 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman has picked up 11 walks so far this year. So with his base hits, he has been on base a few times, a total of 26. Now the pitch back, it's looked at, strike two ball. Miller again with a fastball, and that fills the count out, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dodgers 2 runs on 5 hits, the Mets have 1 run and 4 hits. Now the 3-2 pitch. It's on the outside corner, strike three. So 3 fastballs by Bob Miller. Jim Hutchman looking at all three. Miller has picked up his third strike out of the ball game, and he has one out here in the bottom half of the third. 2-1 in favor of the Dodgers. And the batter coming up will be Ron Hunt. Ron had a perfect hit and run single to right field his first time up. He is 1-for-1. And that single giving him a 304 average for the year. Miller with his first pitch, a fastball outside for ball one. 1 ball, no strike. The earned hit batter, Duke Snider. Duke drove in the only run for the Mets in the first inning. Now Miller a long look, so Ron Hunt stepped out of the batter's box. Miller, 24 years of age, started pitching in the major leagues when he was 18. He was signed off the San Rocks of Saybud. Now the 1-0 pitch by the right-hander, fastball high, ball two. Bob moved right out to California when he was picked up by the Dodgers. He lives in Southern California. Little town not too far from Roger Craig. Buena Park, California. Roger lives in Lakewood, California. Now the 2-0 pitch, pulled foul on the ground off of the front foot of the batter. So the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike. Bob before that. Outfield centered toward right field, and the next pitch is inside and high. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers have never seen Ron Hunt bat, but the word gets around the hurry. Ron is a good right field hitter. He does not pull the ball too well. The Dodgers are playing him around toward right field. Now time called as John Roseboro goes out to talk to Miller. Evidently, he crossed him up on that last pitch. It was a fastball high, and the way Roseboro caught it, and the fact that he went out to talk to Miller would indicate he was crossed up. He had called for a curve. So the count now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the windup in the pitch. It's high for ball four. time that Hunt has reached first base. And that is the second walk issued by Bob Miller. And it will bring up Duke Snider, one man out. It's going 2-1, the Dodgers lead, so Hunt at first base is a dime run. Duke drove in the run, but the Mets scored in the first inning when he bounced into a force play down to the third baseman, Junior Gilliam. Duke, all for one in the game, has 9 runs batted in. That's second to Jim Hickman of the club. Jim leads the club with 12. And the first pitch, the left-hand batter, gets right hard on the ground down to Wills. A chance for two. It's going to second in time. The first base, not in time. A hard slide by Hunt at second base, making Oliver go high in the air. He got very little on the throw to first base, and Snider beat the draw. That ball was hit very hard down to Maury Wills on the ground. Two out now, and the batter, Frank Thomas. Thomas hit into a double play, his first time up. He is 0 for 1. Right on top of the plate. In the batter's box now. He bats the right-hand side. The Dodger outfield shifting toward left field. The shift not as prominent and predominant as it normally is. The curve by Miller is outside for ball one. Most of the clubs will link Clay Thomas more as a full hitter. And the Dodgers do right here. Incidentally, in left field, Ron Fairley playing very shallow. Is about as shallow as you can play in left field. Wind blowing in from center field, actually right center. Throw to first base, but Snider gets back easily. Wind blowing very strongly in. It'll help a right-hand batter. Here's the first pitch, the strike call, the fastball, I should say the second pitch. One ball and one strike. Any ball hit out to left field a little bit away from the foul line will be blown towards the left field stands. It will really aid. Moving the ball toward the home run territory. Now the 1-1 pitch. A changeup on the outside corner. Strike two. Bob Miller pulling the string very nicely. Now out in front. One ball and two strikes. Back on top and back to the plate. A curveball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Roseboro, the catcher, faking a throw down the first. Duke Snider was back so fast he had no chance to throw. Bill Scowler, the first baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers. At second base, Pee Wee Oliver at shortstop. All the pitch, Pee Wee Reese at shortstop. Maury Wells at third base, Jim Gilliam. Here's a pitch to Thomas. A curve. It's outside. That fills it out. Three balls and two strikes. It'll give Duke Snider a chance to run in the next pitch. The outfield for the Dodgers. Ron Fairley in left field. Willie Davis in center field. And Frank Howard in right. Tommy Davis still out because of an injury. He led the National League in batting average last year. And was third in the most valuable player race. There goes Snider, and the pitch is hit off the handle down the short. Maury Wills picks it up, throws across in plenty of time. Cowan one hand just to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, no runs, no hits, no errors. One walk, one man left. And the score at the end of three innings of play, the Dodgers 2, the New York Mets 1. We're moving now to the fourth inning. It's going to be John Roseboro leading off against Roger Craig. Roger, out of a big jam in the third, has given up 2 runs. He has allowed 5 hits. Mets have 1 run on 4. The first pitch to Roseboro, a left-hand batter, is a strike call. John popped up the second, his first time up. He is 0-1. Batting 221, he wears glasses. Now the one strike pitch, just off the outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike. Tickets for all these games here at the Polo Grounds and later on at Jay Stadium, available at 3 convenient locations. Downtown at Grand Central Station and Pennsylvania Station, right here at the Polo Grounds, the third. There's a changeup low, 2 balls and 1 strike. Any of you fans listening here at the ballpark, you can take your way out by the advanced reservation window on the 8th Avenue side and pick up tickets for the future game. the 2-1 pitch to Roseboro. There's one hit off the end of the back bat, a broken bat, in the foul territory area down the right field line. It's strike for strike two. Roseboro will go back to the bat rack for another bat. His hands really strong in that one. And two strikes, and while we wait for John Roseboro to come up to the batter's box, we'll use the opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is WGY. Turn on your radio dial Schenectady with the smoothest sound around.
Bob Geiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from the Polar Grounds in New York. It's the top of the fourth inning. The score 2-1 in favor of the Dodgers. Dodgers batting with no one out. Here's Roger Gregg with a 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout number two for Roger. He has not walked a batter, giving up 5 hits and 2 runs. And the batter now with one out, Bill Scour. Bill drove in a run in the second inning with a single off the wall down the left field line. Dodgers scored their second run on a box by Roger Gregg. And the first pitch to Bill Scour, and outside a curveball, ball one. Before the game, Scour asked me, how do you hit in this ballpark? He said, this looks like a real tough one. Now the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss and a change of pace. One ball, one strike. Then he follows it up by saying, well, I'm going to go right down that right field line. He has real good power to right field, his best field. So what does he do? His first time up, he pulls the first pitch right down the left field line. There's a 1-1 pitch, a swing and a curveball. One ball, two strikes. A 270 hitter for the New York Yankees last year. He had 23 home runs and 80 runs batted in. Here's Craig back with a fastball. It's fouled back to home plate, out of play. So the count will stay at 1-2. In the starting lineup for the Los Angeles Dodgers, only one player other than the pitcher never stole a base last year. That was Bill Scour. Maury Wells at 104, Jim Gilliam 17, Willie Davis 32, Frank Howard at 1, so did Ron Fairley, John Roseboro at 12, Scour none, and Pee Wee Oliver stole 12 bases for Spokane in the Pacific Coast League. Dodgers with great running speed. They lead here 2-1. Roger Craig working on Scour. Now the 1-2 pitch. There's one hit fouled on the left field line. It'll go out of play. So the count holds at 1-2. And Scour, who did not leave the batter's box, comes back in a hurry to any position. Vince Scully, the announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who announced for the Dodgers in Brooklyn, wishing to pass on a real nice hello to his mother that he can't really talk to here. His broadcast going back to Los Angeles. He lives in Jersey. 1-2 pitch, again a foul ball. Call for the third time, Scour stays alive. Count holds at 1-2. Now makes his home out in California. He's almost a converted Californian. He still sort of holds a real warm spot for New York, though. Lives out near Riviera Country Club in California. There's a bouncing fastball. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Deep against the Big Moose. He has good straightaway power. Now Roger into the windup. And here's the pitch. He struck him out. Roger Craig with his second strikeout in the row, his third in the game. Getting Moose Cowan on the curveball, swinging. And with two out, the batter will be Pee Wee Oliver. The other strikeout victim of Rogers. He struck out swinging in the second inning. Oliver so far this year batting 230. He looks at a strike for strike one. 317 for Spokane. A triple A ball dropping the Pacific Coast League. Now the one strike pitch. Roger with a slider outside. One ball, one strike. Dodgers 2, the New York Mets 1 in the first meeting of the 1963 season. They'll be playing tomorrow night. So for those of you who didn't make this one, plenty of tickets available for tomorrow night. There's a called curveball on the outside corner, strike 2. One ball, two strikes. Two men out. Roger Craig to Pee Wee Oliver. The pitch back is inside, a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Oliver had to move away. Roger pushing him away from the plate. Roger, after a fine first inning, gave up two runs on three hits in the second, was in trouble in the third. He gave up two hits, but no runs, a double play, getting him out of a jam there. Now he has two outs here in the fourth. There's a foul ball off the end of the bat for the count of hold at 2-2. Oliver's a little fella, but he has good power. Good power for his size. He had six home runs. He drove in 60 runs for Spokane last year. So far this year, he has driven in five. There's a pitch over. Look at strike three. So Roger Craig strikes out the side. And at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play, the Dodgers 2, the New York Mets 1. Quick look at the scores in the National League. Houston and Pittsburgh postponed because of rain. San Francisco leads Philadelphia 4-2 after 2.5. Chicago and Cincinnati postponed rain there. Milwaukee and St. Louis not scheduled. We'll have a complete rundown of the National League and the American League at the end of the fourth inning. In the American League, New York and Chicago delayed because of rain. Washington at L.A., the first of a doubleheader. The scheduled pitchers, Rudolph against Sterling. And Baltimore and Minnesota also postponed because of rain. Detroit, Cleveland, Boston, and Kansas City not scheduled. Well, plenty of rain around the lake, but right here, the weather is just about as nice as you can expect. A little breezy, but not too bad for this time of the year. Moving to the bottom half of the fourth, the score 2-1. Mets need one to tie. Eddie Cranepool will lead off in the first pitch to the left-hand batter. It's inside, ball one. Cranepool single to left field, his first time up. Base hit by Craig Bull, giving him a 289 average. Now Bob Miller into the windup and back with a curve. It's pulled foul on the ground. One ball, one strike. Miller, through three innings, has given up one run. He has allowed four hits while striking out three, and he has walked two. He has a record this year of two wins and no losses. He has pitched fine ball for the Dodgers. Now the 1-1 pitch to Cranepool. Fastball. He tried to hold up. It hit foul out of play. One ball, two strikes. Cranepool walking up his first time up before this big drop. The biggest he's ever played in front of, I'm sure. And picking out a base hit, a line drive to left. The windup on the 1-2 pitch. Fastball inside. Two balls, two strikes. Bob Miller trying to work inside tight to Cranepool. After Cranepool, it'll be Sean O'Neill and Al Moran. There's a pitch, a curve. It's over. Strike three call. Joel Miller strikes out his fourth man. Strikeouts are even on both sides for starting pitchers. And the batter will be Sean O'Neill. One man out. The first strikeout victim of Bob Miller. Bob went on to strike out another man in the second inning. Picked up his third in the third and now has his fourth right here in the fourth. There's a pitch that's high for ball one. Dodgers 2, Mets 1. Neil batting from the right-hand side. work with a fastball. It's fouled off to the right side out of play. One ball, one strike. Ed Fargo, the home plate umpire, firing the ball back to Bob Miller at the mound. Doug Harvey's umpiring at first base. Lee Wire making the calls at second. And Al Bolick, who made one call that Roger Craig didn't like, a bot call, is at third. A bot giving the Los Angeles Dodgers the lead run. They lead 2-1. There's a pitch way inside, and Rock deals back, and the ball goes off of the glove of Roseborough back to the screen. Two balls and one strike. To work the 2-1 pitch, a curve on the outside corner, perfect pitch. Two balls and two strikes. Bob Miller has a real good curveball. It breaks a long way and breaks sharply. That is his best pitch. With the Mets, he was wild with the curveball and didn't get the fastball over too well either. Now the 2-2 pitch. Ball hits in the air to left field. Apparently now charging quickly. Wills is back. Wills calls and he makes the catch. Joe Miller has two out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The batter will be Al Moran. Moran singled to center field in his first time up. One of the four hits off the right hand. Goes into the windup and throws a fastball for strike one. Bob Miller wearing uniform number 1515. Not many pitchers get low numbers on their uniforms. Here's the one strike pitch. Fastball bounced to second. Oliver comes in. He picks the ball up. Goes to Gowan for out number three. Three up and three down for the Mets. And the score at the end of four. The Dodgers, two runs on five hits. They have left three on. The Mets have made one run on four hits. They have left four men on. Bob Miller is out to lead off in the fifth inning. And Rogers' delivery is outside and low. One ball, no strike. Craig out of his windup. The pitch gets the outside corner for a call strike. One ball and one strike. Very strong wind blowing from right across toward left in favor of the right-hand hitter. The 1-1 pitch. A ground ball bounced to short to his right. Moran. He has a long throw to make. Out. He got him by a running stride. Al Moran made as fine a play in the field in yesterday's game in Pittsburgh as we have seen all year long. Going to his right, in behind Charlie Neal to handle a ground ball. Whirl, jump, throw off balance, and make a real good throw. Maury Wills taking his time now before coming on to hit to give Bob Miller a chance to get back to the dugout and get his jacket and rest up a little bit. Charlie Neal comes in close to third as Maury Wills steps in. Maury one for two. He singled to center field in the third inning. Now Maury wants the ball examined by umpire Ed Fargo. And the ball is taken out of play. As right now would be a good time to light up a Viceroy. Find out what we mean when we say Viceroy's got the taste that's right. It'll be interesting to see the Houston ball up for the first time this year. They are really going with the youth movement. They have been using four youngsters on a fairly regular basis. Now Craig winds and pitches. Craig Bunt off the mound. Comes Craig. He can't get it. Here comes Bunt. No play. A base hit for Maury Wills. Of a drag bunt by Maury Wills. You can't drag one any better than that. Beyond the reach of Craig, Ron Hunt had the only chance, and Ron simply couldn't get through the ball in time to have a chance on the Mercury-footed Maury Wills. gives Wills two for three and brings up Junior Gilliam. Gilliam has flied to right, flied to center. He's 0 for 2. Crowd beginning to chant, go, go, go to Maury Wills. Go to first. He dives back at first. Now another throw to first. Safe. Close that flag. Greenville got that tag on Wills in a hurry. Gilliam the hitter. Gilliam, a lifetime 267 hitter after 10 years in the National League. Now the pitch to the plate off the outside corner. One ball and no strike. Junior Gilliam came to the Dodgers back in 53 after 2 years at Montreal. His rookie year, he hit 278. Craig, watching Wills, turns and leisurely takes over to Crane Pool. Score of the game, Dodgers 2 and the Mets 1. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. So the first, Wills getting back. Go to first. He has to dive head first with that. Wills considers Roger Craig, Art Mahaffey, Warren Spahn, about the three toughest pitchers to try and steal again. There he goes. The pitch is hit hard over the mound, grabbed by Moran out of second and thrown over the head of Eddie Greenpool into foul ground. Gilliam is going on to second, but Wills is out on a good play. The Dodgers playing hit and run. As a result, Moran was able to make a play on a ball that was behind second base. Had the hit and run play not been on, that would have been a base hit to center field. But Moran made the play behind second. Got the fourth play on Maury Wills, but in trying for the double play, he threw the ball away, and Gilliam winds up on second. Fielder's choice and an error charge to Al Moran. Willie Davis up to hit now with two men down and a runner on second. Willie had a double his last time up. One hit and two trips. Pitch by Craig. Swing and a miss, strike one. A breaking ball down around the ankles and he went right after it. Retired Bob Miller, the first man up here in the fifth inning, and then Maury Wills bunted for a hit. Maury was forced at second. Gilliam went all the way around to second on the high throw by Moran as he tried for the double play. Now Craig Ayers, the runner, the pitch to Willie Davis outside. One ball, one strike. And one, the count on Willie Davis. Now Roger comes to the stop, looks at the runner at second, then throws a curve inside and low ball, 2-2-1. Behind Junior Gilliam, but Gilliam not wandering very far away. 2-1 on slender Willie Davis. In high school, Willie was a pitcher, and he was a right-hand batter. Now the 2-1 pitch. Ball three outside. Craig behind on him now, 3-1. Frank Howard is waiting in the on-deck circle. Dodgers 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. New York 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. The game is in the top of the fifth inning. Ball 4, and Willie Davis walks, and that brings up Frank Howard. that Craig has given. And it brings on the cleanup batter, Frank Howard. He lined a single down the left field line his first time up in the second inning and was hit on the side with a pitch by Craig his second time up in the third inning. Howard 6'7". Awesome power. Bats right-handed. Pitch by Rogers. Curve outside and low. They try to keep that curve ball in a knee-high outside corner and keep the ball out away from Frank Howard. Box constantly switches that bat through while waiting. And now the pitch. Inside and low, it's ball two. Ron Fairley, a tough hitter, is the on-deck batter. Crossroads against Frank Howard. He's behind on the count. Two balls and no strikes. Two men on and two men down. Here's the pitch on the way. Low and inside. Ball three. And now Roger is only a pitch away from loading him up for left-handed batting Ron Fairley. He'll be working hard now trying to come back and get Frank Howard. Roger has always been the kind of pitcher, and you don't find too many, who works very successfully behind the hitter. Most pitchers concentrate on working in front of the batter. Don Rowe back to work in the bullpen now for the New York Mets. Pitching 3-0. Swing and a miss. He went right after it. But on 3-0, Craig threw him a low breaking ball down around the knees. He had the green light to try and hit that one over the left field roof. Leo DeRosa way down off the coaching line to third with Howard batting. He wants to give him plenty of room. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Another low breaking ball by Roger Craig. And the string is out now. 3-2 on Frank Howard. Craig coming up to a pitch situation. The runners will be in motion with two men down and 3-2 on Frank Howard. Gilliam, the lead runner on second, Willie Davis on first. Now Rogers steps off. Eddie Crane Bull darted in for a possible play on Willie Davis at first. So Roger Craig is giving Howard a wait. Now the pitch on the way. Swing on this.
This is the General Electric Station, WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady.
Norm Sherry stepping in against Bob Miller. Norm drew a walk, his only time up in the second inning. Norm has 4 hits and 26 at-bats so far in the young season, including a home run. Crowd rising behind every pitch, rooting for the New York Mets.
pitch is over at the knees for a call strike. One ball, one strike. First 3 weeks of the season, Bob Miller has been the best pitcher on the Dodgers staff. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt all the way to the backstop. No damage done with nobody on. A count 2-1 now on Norm Sherry. Duke Snider drove in the run for the New York Mets in the first inning. The Dodgers picked up 2 runs in the second with Bill Scowron driving a run in. And a tie-breaking run crossing the plate on a balk call by Al Barley. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Outside and low, ball 3-1. There were many games last year in which Bob Miller would pitch real well for the first 5 or 6 innings. Then he would run into troubles in the late innings. This year, he has already turned 2 9-inning performances. Sherry takes all away, and it's over for a strike, and now it's 3-2. Norm trying to get on so that Craig could help to try and throw the bunny him over to second. Roger has his jacket on, and he's out beyond deck circle. Full count, 3-2 on Norm Sherry. A brown ball slowly hit towards second. Fielded by Pee Wee Oliver, he pegs on to Scowron in time to get Norm Sherry. That'll bring up Roger Craig. Give him a hand. He has pitched a strong ball game. He's had to pitch out of a couple of real tough jams. He lays off, and it's outside and low, ball 1. Base hits have never been easy for Roger Craig to acquire. He didn't offer a balance. Squared around as though he might bunt, but he was just taking it all away. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch. A knee-high fastball for a call strike. 1-2 on Craig. Has been keeping those pitches down around the knees, and he has good, strong stuff. Good fastball and a curve that has been snapping off, and he's been getting it over. The 1-2 delivery. Curve way out back. Count even now. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
We interrupt this program for just a few moments to bring you a bulletin from the WGY newsroom. Here is Hal Green reporting from a WGY mobile unit.
At approximately 9 o'clock tonight at the corner of Campbell Avenue and 11th, motorcycle patrolman Bernard Waldron was struck by a station wagon driven by Lucy Vanaquista, address unknown, according to Schenectady Police. The Vanaquista auto was traveling west on Campbell Avenue when it struck the eastbound Waldron, knocking the cycle on the sidewalk. Waldron was taken to Ellis Hospital with a broken leg and possible internal injuries. Those are all the details we have at this time. This is Hal Green, WGY News.
This has been a bulletin from the WGY Newsroom. You've just heard a report from Hal Green, speaking from a WGY mobile unit on the scene of this accident in Schenectady less than half an hour ago. We return you now to the ball game already in progress.
The outfield is drive toward left. Breaking ball in the dirt, outside and low. 1 ball and no strike. Dodgers 2 and the Mets 1 were in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Now Miller over the head. Down comes the arm. Outside corner on a fastball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Last time Jim came up to hit, Miller got behind him 3-0. Then Jim took 3 pitches and was called out on strike. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Good feet
for the concluding game of this two-game series tomorrow night. Hope you're planning to be with us. Great recall. The curve on the outside corner, and Hickman knew it. So Hickman is called out on strike. Strikeout number six for Bob Miller. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Five innings complete, and the score, the Dodgers 2 and the Mets 1. Dodger fans who were saddened when the Dodgers left Brooklyn and went to the West Coast have hung a banner out of the upper deck in the right field corner saying, O'Malley, go home. Nobody on, nobody out. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Into his windup, the pitch to Farrelly off the outside corner, ball two, two and nothing. Dodgers leading 2-1. That's over, a breaking ball for a call strike, 2-1. This game should wind up this way, 2-1. There'll be a lot of questions and answers. It's ball three. Right now, the Dodgers lead on a balk called by third base umpire Al Barley.
And it is.
Which enabled Ron Farrelly to come in and score. The balk was called with two men down and the pitcher Bob Miller up. Craig pitches 3-1 to Farrelly, a towering pop foul over toward the crowd. Moving over near the field box is Charlie Neal, but he has no play. Beyond his reach and into the crowd. Well, we have a lot of banners in the ballpark tonight. Opening day this year when the Mets opened against the Cardinals, you never saw so many banners welcoming Duke Snyder. Craig looking in now to Norm Sherry. The count 3-2 on Ron Farrelly. A high fly ball into right field. Duke Snyder is coming in, makes the catch. So Craig, who was behind on Farrelly 3-1, comes back to get him out. Amazing the way Craig can consistently work behind 2-0, 3-1, even 3-0, and come right back to get the hitter out. He has that good control and that great confidence. He's willing to go behind to try and get a hitter to go for a bad ball on the first pitch or two. Johnny Roseboro takes a fastball over for a call strike one. Come away, nobody on. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Now Roger cranks up. Here's his pitch, a swing and a miss and a bad ball, a breaking pitch. Down around the knees, and the count strike two on Johnny Roseboro. Johnny really uncorked the swing of that one. Let's have the outfield deep and around to right against Roseboro. Ron Hunt back on the rim of the outfield grass. Eddie Crane pulled deep behind the bag at first base. Roseboro, the closed batting stance, holds the bat off the shoulder. Pop fly to short center, maybe hard to reach. Coming hard is Jim Hickman, and he makes the catch in short center field. Fly ball to short center, taken by Jim Hickman as he had to come hard to get in and reach it. Two outs now, the hitter coming up, Bill Scowron. The move single to left field in the second inning, drive again, Frank Howard. He was struck out by Craig in the fourth inning. Craig out of his windup. Here's the pitch. Foul ball hit back upstairs and out of play. In the polo grounds tonight, as it was for years at Yankee Stadium, when the Moose would come up, you'd hear all over the ballpark, Moose, Moose. And when the Moose is loose, boy, he can hit him. Thomas playing scouring deep in left field. Big winding, here's the pitch. A slow grounder coming in hard at Charlie Neal. He picks it up, he fires. In time, the side is out. No hits, no errors, none left on. Another strong inning for Roger Craig. At the end of 5.5 innings, the score, Dodgers 2 and the Mets 1. If you like music, I think you'll love this. Yeah, that's just a drop. Trying to backhand it, and the count goes 2-1 on Duke Snyder. something Duke would rather do right here than come up with a long hit against his old teammates if he plays against the Dodgers for the first time. Duke reached safely on a fielder's choice in the first inning on a ground ball. And while the attempted double play was underway, Jim Hickman came in to score. Now Miller pitches 2-1. A ground ball hits foul down toward Cookie Lavagetto on the lines of third, 2-2. Snyder, the hitter, was Frank Thomas on deck and then Eddie Cranepool. Outfield astride toward right. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball that failed act up for Bob Miller, came in high, and the count is full now, 3-2. Miller has retired 8 men in a row. Duke was the last base runner against Miller. Snyder overly close pen. Now the payoff pitch to Duke. Inside, it's ball four, and Snyder is on. The third walk given up by right-hander Bob Miller, and it'll bring on to hit Frank Thompson. Frank grounded into a double play in the first inning and was thrown out in the third inning by Maury Wills, and so Thomas is 0-2. Night game tomorrow night with the Dodgers, then we get our first look at the Houston Colt 45s on Wednesday night. Those of you planning to drive in tomorrow night, remember now the Yankee Stadium parking facilities are available to you, as well as the parking locations in and around the polo grounds. Now Miller off the stretch. Delivers to Thomas. He holds up on the swing and he held up in time on a high curveball. One ball and no strike. Dodger bullpen, and we're going to get some warm-up action in a minute out there. Thomas the batter, the pitch by Miller. A high foul ball, hit back towards the roof, and it'll be out of play. Roseboro trailing back, hoping for a shot at it, but it's way beyond his reach. One ball, one strike. Are now starting to warm up for the Dodgers. Bob Miller up in pitching position. Now delivers to Thomas. A ground ball hit on the left side, fielded by Gilliam. He throws to second, one, on to first. Double play. Side retired on the double play started by Junior Gilliam. He had to go off to his glove side to reach it. And then started the ball around the infield. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of 6 innings, the score, Los Angeles Dodgers 2 and the New York Mets 1. All right, Bob, through 6 innings to play, the Dodgers have 2 runs on 6 hits to Miller. The Mets have 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error. Roger Craig, who started for the Mets, is still in there, and so is Bob Miller, the starting pitcher for the Dodgers. Keep in mind that the Giants will be in here for a weekend series. Friday night will be Willie Mays night, as Willie will be honored here at the Polo Grounds. Saturday afternoon will be Ladies' Day, a single game between the Giants and the Mets. And then Sunday afternoon, another big Sunday doubleheader. The San Francisco Giants back in the Polo Grounds against the New York Mets. Here in the top half of the seventh inning is Nate Oliver, Pee Wee Oliver, right-hand batter and second baseman. Craig with the wind-up and the pitch, a breaking ball. Swung on and fouled off to strike one. Oliver is batting 227. Joe Becker is coaching on the lines at first base tonight for the Dodgers. And Leo DeRocher is the coach at third. Pitch is outside for ball. It's 1-1. by a score of 2-1. Roger Craig starts the windup, and here's the pitch to Oliver. Low and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Leo DeRocher did not come out of the Dodger clubhouse until just about game time tonight. He was not out during batting practice nor during the early infield practice. There were a host of writers around, of course, looking for Leo and talking to Walter Austin. Here's a pitch in there for a foul strike. It's 2-2. Pitch, a breaking ball, swung on and foul back, out of play. So the count holds at 2-2. The Dodgers played at home yesterday and then made the coast-to-coast junket. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on, full foul. Ground back to third, Charlie Neal over to back at it. The New York Mets with an infield alignment of Ed Crane-Poole at first, Ron Hunt at second, Al Moran at short, and Charlie Neal at third. Mike Thomas on the left, Jim Hickman in center, and Duke Snider in right field. Number six. And pitcher Bob Miller is due up here. He is still in the dugout, shedding the jacket right now, and he's coming out. You'll recall that during the offseason, there was a great deal of publicity about the fact that the major leagues would have the pitchers out on deck this year. Well, it turned out to be a rule in the American League and a suggestion in the National League, and not many clubs are bringing the pitchers out on deck. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike. One man out, nobody on base. Dodgers batting top half of the seventh inning. This is the first game of a two-game series. They play again tomorrow night at 8. There's a breaking ball in there for a call strike two to Bob Miller. But of course, he grounded out short to first both times. And blowing stiffly across the field and slightly in here at the Polo Ground. From right across toward left and in. Here's a play and a ground ball to second. Hunt goes over, scoops it up, plays out to first. It's time. Nice play by Ron Hunt as he lets it go far to his left on the outfield grass when he actually fielded the ball and then played it on in time to get Miller. Nobody on base, and Murray Wills is coming up. Murray has been up three times. He fouled out third, had a ground single up the middle, and executed a perfect drag bunt at the top half of the fifth inning. Got the ball by Roger Craig and then beat it out. Play being held up here for a moment as dust is being whirled about the infield by the wind. It's the Dodgers 2 and the Mets 1. Murray Wills hitting 250 for the season thus far, and he has stolen four bases. It's in there for a called strike. He is only 100 short of his stolen base mark of last year. Here's a pitch low for a ball. It's 1-1 to Wills. Busy man during the offseason on the banquet circuit. They had him hopping from here to there. He was the most valuable player in the National League last year. Here's a pitch corner. It's a high hopping ground ball to short. Taken by Moran. Fires on in time. He's out. That is retired. In the top of the seventh, the Dodgers got no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. In the six and a half, the score is the Dodgers 2, the Mets 1. Lindsay, I don't know what it calls for here at the Polo Grounds tonight. I've heard so much noise and excitement, I don't know what to say, but it usually calls for the seventh inning stretch. Well,
that's a fact. And they're stretching and yelling and making all sorts of noise. And, of course, if you happen to be around home, what you think of is Rheingold, Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. And really, any nice time calls for Rheingold. It makes any wonderful day just a little bit more wonderful. But, of course, that's good news because Rheingold is a dry beer. Yes, two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is a happy choice of millions. Drive, does your Rheingold improve the long, slow, costly way that they improve, get bright, and clean, clear through? Rheingold is beer as beer should be. That's why millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. So why not join them? Enjoy a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold right now as they bring you more of the baseball action, and they keep saying, let's go Mets. I guess everybody's ready now.
Well, they are indeed, and before we go into the bottom half of the seventh, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
WGY Schenectady.
It's Greenpool with a short double to left field. It's on the bag at second. There's a conference at the mound. Roseboro has gone out there. Jim Gilliam has gone out there. The New York Mets have moved the potential tying run into scoring position at second. Action in the bullpen. Double barrel action for the Dodgers. Ron Baranowski and Ed Robot. Coming up for the Mets now is Charlie Neal. He hit into a double play, a strikeout double play. Actually, he was trying to prevent Greenpool. but the Mets are threatening here. They have that infield back. And double plays up. At third base, Gilliam is in on the edge of the grass. Here is the pitch. Swung on and has a pop foul to the right side out of play. 1-1 to count. To Moran, who singled up the middle to center field in the bottom half of the second and grounded out second to first in the fourth.
Back but the action's right here at the Polo Grounds, the way this thing has been going. But Houston was scheduled at Pittsburgh. That game has been postponed because of rain. One game other than this one in the National League being played, San Francisco at Philadelphia. The score of that one, 4-3 in favor of the Giants. Pitching for San Francisco, Fisher going for Philadelphia now in place of Cal McGlinchey's quick time. Chicago was scheduled at Cincinnati. That game has been postponed because of rain. Milwaukee at St. Louis, not scheduled. In the American League, the New York Yankees-Chicago game has been delayed because of rain. Washington playing at Los Angeles, and they lead 2-1 through three innings. Rudolph going against Turley. That's the first of two. Baltimore was scheduled at Minnesota, but that game also has been postponed because of rain. Detroit, Cleveland, Boston, and Kansas City, not scheduled. Okay, Ralph, well, it's robot now, and we're going to get a pinch hitter for the Mets. It's going to be Marvelous Mara Thornberry. Here's the announcement of Thornberry. Thornberry is batting for Norm Sherry. He's a left-hand batter. Robot warming up. This is the fourth day in a row that the Dodgers have called on relief early ahead Robot, and this is his ninth appearance of the season. He has a record of one victory and two losses, an earned run average of 3.09. He has struck out seven and lost seven. In 11 and two-thirds innings, he has given up six runs on 14 hits. So Bob Miller is out of the ballgame, having pitched seven innings and faced three batters in the third. He has allowed two runs, is responsible for the two runners left. He has given up seven hits, struck out six, and walked three. Thornberry, as a pinch hitter, as the New York Mets hope for some way to get this runner in, a long drive on the outfield perhaps. The Dodgers in turn bring the infield in to try to cut off the go-ahead run at the plate. Moran leads it first. He'll lead down the line at third. And Robert's pitch is low for ball one. Dug up by Mr. John Roseboro. The Mets making a busy go-ahead here with nobody out. The bottom half of the seventh inning. Action at the Polo Grounds. Thornberry has been up 11 times this year. He has two hits, one double, and one run batted in. He has the bat cock now. Roebuck comes with the pitch. It is outside. Ball two. Thornberry. The line is called as Jim Gilliam. It's come over from third to have a word with
Polo Grounds in New York. The Mets with 3 runs on 7 hits. The Dodgers with 2 runs on 6 hits. Let's go Mets.
If they get through this one,
they might still be going, and I see a few fans, I think, are planning to
to Hickman. Whoa, and it's out full out of Jim. Started to go and change his mind. Juju Coleman has come into the bullpen area. He will be coming in to catch for the Mets. And the top half of the eighth inning. And Norm Cherry was taken out. The pitch to the Marv Stronberry. Keneal leads at second base. Two men out. A payoff pitch. Field. Rod Keneal in left field, and Juju Coleman is catching. Craig, of course, still in the game. Casey Stengel is still getting his batting order straightened out with plate umpire Ed Margo. Daniil, of course, staying in, must bat eight. Yes, Margo is telling him right now. So the only questionable places are fourth and fifth. And since in the bottom of the eighth, the fifth place man would lead off, it's likely that Gil Hodges might be batting in place of Ed Crane, who fifth. We'll tell you about that in a moment, because right now Jim Gilliam is up to lead off for the Dodgers here in the top half of the eighth inning. Margo comes back over to check with Casey again on that batting order. That is the problem. Who is going to bat where? The time is called for the bookkeeping chores. So Casey and Margo go over the books again. It's all a matter of where does Choo-Choo bat and where does Hodges bat. And it's going to be Hodges fifth to lead off the next inning and Choo-Choo fourth. That is tough. And to the business at hand, as Roger Craig faces quick hitter batting left-handed, Jim Gilliam. Three times without a hit. Here's a windup and a pitch. It is outside for the ball. That's four, and the Dodgers two. From the batting order made that we just gave you. Here is the pitch outside, so ball. It's 2-0 now to Gilliam. And the crowd begins to get a little restless because they don't want to see a base runner on there. That sets up a situation of tying runners to plate. And with the power that the Dodgers have, that is dangerous in any circumstance. Here's a pitch in there for a tall strike. Roger brought that one right in. He didn't want him out there any more than anybody else. It's 2-1. Identification. This is Lynn off the wall and hold him to the double, and here is Ron Fairley coming up. Fairley stretched it in the top of the second. Hit into a double play in third and tried to right for six. But he represents potential tying run at the plate here for the Dodgers, and he has been dangerous in this ballpark. The short and Charlie Neal is third. Choo-choo Coleman is the catcher. Hands on hips. Craig is getting a sign. Has it up and into the stretch. Howard leads at second base. The pitch to Fairley. Just misses outside. And it's 2-1. Craig hoping for a call. Comes down off the mound for a moment to take the return call from Coleman. Called in the game tonight. One against Roger Craig, which scored a Dodger run. One called against the Dodgers, which scored a Mets run. Now Moran runs Howard back to the bag at second. No throw made there. Fairly stepped out of the batter's box at the plate. Now he comes back in and now comes out again. That time is called. Now Fairly sends himself in the batter's box. Now it takes a short lead at second. Craig comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing on it. By a score of 4-2, with the Dodgers batting in the top half of the eighth inning. Craig getting a sign from Choo-Choo Coleman. He is off the rubber at this moment, rubbing up the ball. Now Craig comes set, and here's a pitch. Swung on, it's a little rubber. It's over, up with a place to go. Hodgins, the side is out. So Fairley grounds out, pitch to the first. In the top of the eighth, the Dodgers got no runs, got one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of 7.5 innings at the Polo Grounds, the score is the New York Mets 4 and the Los Angeles Dodgers 2. And now, a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
We're the Brothers Ford. We're singing out a Viceroy melody. A Viceroy brand new five-top case as modern as can be.
Now Viceroy, that's the face with the one and only five-top case. Eyes wide open, eyes shut tight. The crushed blue five-top case. That's right.
Charlie Neal questions that call, talking to Ed Vargo.
robot works. Stick your trunk in. It's a ground ball to second. Nate Oliver on a big hop place to Bill Scowen in time. And Neal has grounded out. As both Hodges and Neal have gone, Oliver and Scowen, two away. Here is Al Moran, the 24-year-old shortstop who has two hits tonight and three times at bat. And as usual, has had a fine glove out there. He comes back over toward the bat rack. Because Casey Tingle has called him there for a conference. Casey is having a word with young Al Moran. Moran's batting average right now, 239. There's little question that Moran is the glue man of this infield. It is his glove that has been hanging him together, as he has figured in so many of the double plays that the Mets have pulled off, and has come up with a few sensational plays, a good steady glove, and he has hit well, of course, tonight with two hits. Robuck with the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Rod Caniel is on deck now. Caniel is batting number 8 in the batting order of the New York Mets. And he ran for Thornberry, who walked in batting for Norm Sherry. This pitch is a called strike. Two strike count, out of Moran. It's the Mets 4, the Dodgers 2, in the bottom half of the 8th inning. If you'd like to look ahead to the top of the ninth, the Dodgers are scheduled to send up John Roseborough, Bill Scowen, and Pee Wee Oliver. Time called until the dust settles down on the infield. Now Moran settles himself back in the batter's box. Ed Roebuck into the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed. Strike three. Struck him out. Roebuck gets the side out in order here. The bottom half of the eighth. No runs. No hits. No errors. None left at the end of eight. The score is the Mets 4, the Dodgers 2. Well, there are an awful lot of people around New York. You want to know more about the New York Mets, and one of the real good ways to do it is to pick up a 1963 official New York Mets yearbook. They are now available with Mr. Met on the front cover, and there are over 100 pictures inside. Also, biographical and statistical information about your favorite Mets player. There's a story about Casey Single, stories about the coaches, Shea Stadium, the new stadium on the scoreboard, highlights of last season, information about the farm clubs and the men behind the scenes. And there's one complete page of players' autographs. To obtain your copy of the 1963 yearbook, send 50 cents for each copy to Met Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York, 39 New York. Or if you want to pick up your book in person, you can get them at Penn Station at the Met Ticket Office there, or at Grand Central at the Met Ticket Office there. Incidentally, the New York Yankees and the New York Mets will be meeting at Yankee Stadium on Monday night, June 3rd at 8 p.m. in the Mayor's Trophy game for the benefit of Sandlot Baseball in New York. Right now, coming up here, left-hand batter John Roseborough to face Roger Craig in the top half of the ninth inning. Roseborough pops to second, struck out swinging, and flies to center. Craig has to sign into the windup. Here's the pitch to the left-hand batter, low and away for ball one. They have 4 runs on 9 hits. The Dodgers have 2 runs on 7 hits. McKenzie and Stallard in double barrel action in the Mets bullpen. Roger Craig with the pitch. Swung on and it's foul off. Sammy Neal gives it a run. Choo-choo gives it a run. But this one is on the step of the dugout. Neither of them can get to it. Out of play. On the step of the Dodger dugout. Along the third baseline. Ball and one strike to Roseborough. Charlie Neal playing it on the edge of the grass again. Try to get protect against the possibility of a ball being planted there or to field a ground ball. It's a called strike. Low curve ball right in there. And it's one ball and two strikes. Roger Craig started and come all the way against his former teammate. So very much in 2 runs to the National League pennant, 1955 and again in 1959. Roger Craig was one of the mainstays for the Dodgers in the stretch. Here is the 1-2 pitch to Roseborough. Swung on a miss. Strikeout number 7 for Roger Craig. Swinging in the fourth inning, grounded out third to first in the sixth inning. check circle, swinging the bat, preparatory to batting for Pee Wee Oliver, due up next. Here's a pitch low, and Moose Collins simply bluffed with the bat in taking the pitch. Got to slip the hand up to bat and made a forward motion just in bluffing to take it for ball one. Again, Craig with a windup, and the pitch to Moose. Is fired a little tight and ball two. Dodgers 2 with one man out, nobody on base. Top half of the ninth inning. Here is the 2-0 pitch to Scarlett. He took it, took a big stride, took it inside for a ball. It's 3-0. The thing that the Dodgers want is a base runner to set up a situation if Kine runs the plate since they fail by two. And the count on Scarlett is gone to three balls and no strikes. Wally Moon, 2 up next. Craig pounds his hand into the glove. That is only the second walk given up tonight by Craig. They get the base runner they want, and Wally Moon is coming up to bat for Oliver. Here is a man who made a career out of hitting balls into the screen in Los Angeles when they played the Coliseum. Punched that ball to the opposite field. If I were you, I sure know what I'd be doing right now. I'd be pouring myself a tall, frosty glass of light gold extra dry. Light gold is beer is here. And fly, don't you why? There is action in the Dodger bullpen as Jack Smith, the right-hander, is up and throwing. Left-hand batter, Wally Moon, is in now with Colin the base runner at first and one man out. Here is the pitch to Moon. It's outside for ball one. Greg just missing off the corner. Casey Single, turning intently out onto the field. Tommy Davis. They come out with a bat in the on-deck circle. Tommy Davis, who got out of the hospital just last Friday, is out here with a bat. As the Dodgers feel they need him, and they're going to call on him. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike. Most of the followers of the Dodgers had presumed that Tommy Davis would not participate in this series. He has been hospitalized with a full hamstring muscle, but he is swinging bats now in the on-deck circle. Breaking ball is high to Wally Moon. Goes behind, two balls and one strike. And that's lead here by a score of 4-2. What they'd like most to do would be to have Moon hit that ball on the ground so they could try for a game-ending double play. Here's a pitch, and it's in there. A ball strike, 2-2. Moose Collins standing at the moment right off the bag at first. Throwing in the bullpen for the Dodgers. McKenzie and Salas still throwing for the Mets. Here's a pitch to Moon. Going out and fouled off. He's still alive at 2-2. Went for a breaking ball. Chopped it right down foul. So the count holds at 2-2. Tommy Davis still swinging those bats. Tommy Davis led the major league. Latter batting averages last year. He is Brooklyn born. Initially with the Dodgers because he said he wanted to play in Brooklyn. He wanted to play in Ebbets Field. And by the time Tommy Davis got to the major league, there was no Ebbets Field, and the Dodgers were in Los Angeles. But the man of the hour for the Dodgers is Moon at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dodger Craig takes a look over at Scarlett. Now he is set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. He's still alive. A half-hearted swing. A check by Wally Moon. Just got a little of the bat on the ball, and it's 2-2. Roger Craig trying to keep that ball down low to Wally Moon to keep him from punching it to the opposite field. An act that he picked up in the 4 years the Dodgers spent at the Los Angeles Coliseum. Since they have moved to the new big Dodger ballpark, they've had very little work with this fellow. Gowan leads off the bag at first. Here is the 2-2 pitch. It misses, blown away, and it's out full now. It's 3-2 with one man out. Bruce Gowan takes a look over at sign man Leo DeRocher at third now. By a score of 4-2. Gowan leads off the bag at first.
pitch is swung on. It's a ground ball to Hutch. Up for the close to Moran. He's out to throw to first. He beats the relay, and Hodges gave him all the help he could. But he beats the relay. They got the man at second. Hodges hit the split at first base trick way out there. Hopes he's trying to give Al Moran all the help on the relay. But Moon barely beat it by a half step. Second baseman Ron Hunt had to go to his left to get the ground ball. Then had to make the pivot and the throw back over. As they got the lead man, and Tommy Davis comes up here. Tonight, and the Mets defeated them by a score of 4-2. The final summary for the Mets, 4 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left. For the Dodgers, 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and 7 left. The winning pitcher, Roger Craig, is now at 1-2 and lost 2. And the losing pitcher, Bob Miller, who started and was charged with the loss for the Dodgers. They got him out in the 7th inning. And actually, the run that he left on base proved to be the go-ahead run. And thus, he takes the loss. It was Miller's first loss of the season. He has 1-2 and lost 1. 2 runs, one for each side, were scored on balk calls here tonight. There were no home runs in the ball game. As for the New York Mets, Jim Hickman had 2 base hits. Ron Hunt had 2 base hits. Ed Cranepool had 2 base hits. And Al Moran had 2 base hits. The youth movement of the New York Mets coming up with the power tonight as the Mets won the game from the Dodgers by a score of 4-2. Just about wraps up another New York Mets game brought to you by Rheingold Extra Dry and Viceroy Cigarettes. We sure hope you enjoyed it as the fans here at the Polo Grounds, 23,494 paid tonight. And of course, tomorrow night we'll be back here at 7:55 p.m. to bring you the Mets and the Dodgers once again. This broadcast came to you through the courtesy of Liebman Breweries, Brooklyn, New York, brewery since 1837, and the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. B&W, the mark of quality in tobacco products. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy Viceroy cigarettes. Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Now, this is Lindsay Nelson saying so long for Bob Murphy, Ralph Kiner, our statistician Matt Winnick, our engineer Joe Vernon, and for Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer. Rheingold is brewed from the very choicest ingredients, brewed the long, slow, costly way for flavor that is brisk and bright and clean, clear through. So fill up your glass with a nice, cold, ice-cold, refreshing glass of good Rheingold Extra Dry and toast the victory of the New York Mets over the Dodgers by a score of 4-2. Our producer was Joe Gallagher. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Treat here on Voice of the Game. We have a chance to visit with one of the greatest voice in the history, I think, of the game of baseball, Vin Scully, the longtime broadcaster for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Vin, when was it that you first realized you would like to become a baseball broadcaster?
Well, actually, Rick, I was 8 years old, and the nuns had asked us to write a composition on what you wanted to be when you grow up. And the girl wanted to be nurses and ballet dancers, and the fellas wanted to be firemen and policemen, and I wanted to be a sports announcer. Now, today, that would be well understood. There's so many sporting events. But when I was 8 years old, which is shortly before the discovery of fire, the only sporting events we had at all was football on the network on a Saturday afternoon. So where I had this germ of an idea, I don't know, but that's actually when I wanted to do it. I was 8.
Was your first broadcast a baseball game, or was it a football game? What was your first broadcast?
Well, I went to Fordham University, and we had an FM station, and I worked on the FM station. My first professional job, I was a summer replacement announcer for WTOP in Washington, D.C. So it's a 50,000-watt station, so literally I went from campus to the big leagues. And what I did was I took over all of the assignments as each announcer went on vacation. And so it was a marvelous exposure. And from that led to an emergency call from Red Barber, and I wound up doing a college football game, Boston University at Maryland, back in 1949, and the rest is history.
Tell us a little bit about your very first Major League broadcast with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, I think the very first one was an exhibition game, and we were playing the Philadelphia Athletics, and the manager that year, later was Connie Mack. The next year, Jimmy Dykes became the official manager, but my first broadcast was with the A's in Vero Beach with Mr. Mack right there in the black suit and the celluloid collar and the straw hat. So, and I remember in that game, I think Ferris Fain was the first baseman, and it seems to me there was a triple play, which Red Barber called, and I remember sitting there thinking, he made it sound so easy, and I was scared to death.
You make this sound so easy. You were so eloquent. It's almost prose instead of speak, but what did you learn from Red Barber, Ben? What was the greatest lesson you learned from Red?
Well, a couple of things. Number one was to be yourself, and of course, that's very difficult when you're first starting, and we had three teams in New York, a lot of fine broadcasters, and Red said, I don't want you to listen to any of them, and I said, really? He said, no, because you bring into the booth something that no one else can bring, and I thought, what is he talking about? And I said, what's that? And he said, you. And he said, you listen to others, and it will change you subconsciously or otherwise. So that was the first thing. And the second thing, of course, was prepare. He was an absolute stickler. I would go and get the lineups in those days, and let's say so-and-so was hitting third one day, and the next day he'd be hitting fifth. And I would just write the names down. And Red would say, why is it he's hitting fifth today and third yesterday? And I didn't have the answer. Well, I had the answer after that. But that's the way he was. He was really almost a father to me because he cared. He was hard in the sense of discipline. If he thought I said something wrong, he would jump all over me after the broadcast. But it was only because he cared. He wanted me to succeed. I owe him a great deal.
You do everything so right and so well for so many years. What's your definition of a good baseball broadcast?
Well, I would guess, number one, accuracy. And the reason I say accuracy is because what you have to earn with the fan, the listener or the viewer, you have to earn his respect and, more importantly, his trust. He has to eventually say to himself, if I say so-and-so made a great play, I want him to say, must have been a great play, not, oh, he's, you know, talking about the Dodgers and they make all their great plays. And the same thing with the opposition. You must earn their respect. And that's number one. And the way to earn it is accuracy. And the other thing is, you can't be a fan. Fans have one big right that we don't have. Fans see things with their hearts. They see things that they want to see. For instance, they're down by a run, ninth inning, Richie Sexton comes up. They want a home run. Richie Sexton, it's a fly ball. Well, as soon as the ball is in the air, the fan's going to start screaming. Well, the announcer can't do that. He has to look at it with his eyes, not his heart. So those are just a couple of things that I'm still trying to learn.
I think you've got it down by now. How long do you still want to do this, Vinny?
Well, I can tell you a favorite line of mine, which is, if you want to make God smile, tell him your plans. Let's put it this way. Contractually, I finished this year, and I have two more years to go, God willing. And then after that, I just don't know. We'll see. By that time, I'll have 59 years doing it. I'll still be working on the infield fly rule.